if that life forms on the right, babe. Ah, yeah.
Not that Mackie.
Where is he? Where's that Mackie? Oh, he's back in town. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We got you for 3 hours. You know how it works. 2 to 5. That's all you get me. No more, no less, but you got me till then when the warm-up show comes your way. We got Fleegs on the other side. Phone number to call, 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And yes, we're coming off a disappointing loss for the New York Yankees. And make no mistake, as you watched last night against the Orioles, as they dropped the game 7-6 in extra innings, where they are dreadful. I'm going to get to extra innings and specifically what makes them a bad extra innings team. The Yankees have flaws, there's no doubt. And watching them play throughout the year, but never more so than the last handful of games against the Boston Red Sox and now the Baltimore Orioles, and the Yankees haven't played well against their division, which is a problem, no doubt. And there's many problems on this team. DJ LeMahieu, despite the fact that he's had... he got 2 hits in this game. Looks old, tired, and washed. I'm still willing to give him more time, but there's a legitimate issue with DJ LeMahieu. We all know about Gleyber Torres, right? Those are the infield issues they're having right now. We got Ben Rice playing first base, and while it's young and fun and promising, we're still not sure about the entire infield. Obviously, Trevino behind the plate has been awful, and he was a main culprit in this game, throwing a ball into left field in extra innings, and his inability to throw, and the idea that now every team is going to run on him, namely, you know, speedy teams like the Red Sox, who have some speed at the top of their lineup, and the young Orioles, who have some speed at the top of their lineup. There's no doubt that is a major cause for concern. And when I look in the bullpen, overall, I do not think there's enough swing and miss. And right now, when you want to give a night off to Tonkin, like Aaron Boone wanted to last night, or you've pitched Weaver a lot, and you have to rely on the Marinaccios, and you have to rely on the Canelys, and you have to rely on the Fergusons and the Gonzalez's. Yeah, this bullpen, although at times this year has been great, I look at it, and overall, it doesn't have enough swing and miss. And I don't know. Obviously, it's a clear part of this team that's going to have to be fixed and repaired and dealt with come the trade deadline. And yeah, the closer right now in Holmes, who I still think is pretty damn good, is going through a stretch right now like almost any other reliever in baseball where he's not at his best. And over the last 4 or 5 appearances, he has not looked his best. But having said all of that, because yeah, the flaws are on display and they're going to need to improve them if they're going to want to be a team that's clear-cut the favorite to win the American League East, win the American League pennant, and win the World Series. But you know what? They just played their main competition. I don't think anybody would doubt that right now the two best teams in the American League are the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Right? These are the two best teams. And you know what it took for the Baltimore Orioles to beat the New York Yankees? It took a team without Judge. It took Gerrit Cole's first start of the year where they only allowed him to go 60 pitches in a couple of innings. Right? So they didn't have a starting pitcher, namely. It took them another bad performance in the bullpen. It took Judge not being in the lineup, and yet it still took extra innings. And if they didn't throw a ball away, they're right into this game. I am sorry, but I do not watch this game last night and get the feel that the Orioles are somehow better and the Yankees have all these problems. Because it's funny to me in the bullpen, you know, game one, nobody ever looks at game one of this series and go, wow. Look at the New York Yankees and this pitching staff. Who's the weak link of this pitching staff? Well, it's Nestor Cortez, if you look at it. And who would be out of this rotation if Clark Schmidt was still healthy? Oh, Nestor Cortez, you could send him to the bullpen. He's the weak link of this bullpen. He shut them down for 6 innings in game one of this series. Six innings of shutout baseball in game one. I don't remember anyone talking about, wow, this Yankee rotation is so much better than a rotation of the Baltimore Orioles that just found out Bradish is having, just had Tommy John. They're down Kramer. They're down Means. And as the Yankees go to compete for this American League and go to compete inside this American League East, and they have to take on the big, bad Baltimore Orioles. Yes, they lost the game last night. They lost the game last night because they were unwilling to push Gerrit Cole, and they had a couple of guys in the bullpen they didn't want to go to. And I understand not pushing Gerrit Cole. If you have a problem with the New York Yankees not pushing Gerrit Cole past 60 pitches, I really don't know what to... This is a team, and we get to... And I heard Keith say it, and I've heard other people, that the Yankees don't care about these games. Gerrit Cole is the ace of the staff. Gerrit Cole is someone they will desperately need down the stretch if they do want to win this World Series, if they do want to beat the Orioles in this division, and if they do want to make noise and get back to the first World Series since 2009, there's no doubt. And I know he threw 60 pitches. I know he threw 60 pitches in his last rehab assignment, but I think we understand the difference between AAA and Major League Baseball. And I think we understand now that if Cody Petit wasn't injured, Gerrit Cole isn't making this start. So the idea that they're going to bring up Gerrit Cole alone shows you how much they do care about these games against Baltimore, how much they do want to win them. And starting Gerrit Cole, when I personally, and I know you did too, we all did, thought Gerrit Cole was going to get one more rehab start, they bring him up to the major league level instead of throwing God knows who when Cody Petit went down with the latch strain. And they bring in Gerrit Cole, and they're not going to push him, and he only goes four innings. And then after the game himself, he tells you, yeah, I'm exhausted talking to you right now. Pulling Gerrit Cole when they did is just smart. I understand we want to win these games. I want to win these games. I'm pissed off that they didn't win these games, this game last night. And I'm pissed off at the way they've played over the last three games or four games. And I am concerned about the catcher, and I am concerned about the overall bullpen. But we never look at it from the other side. We talk about it like this Clay Holmes thing is going to continue to piss me off. Because Clay Holmes has been one of the better relievers in all of baseball. That's just a fact. Since the Yankees acquired him, and even this year, the last handful of appearances have not been good. All relievers go through it. All relievers go through it. But we never look on the other side as we're concerned. How about the Baltimore Orioles closer? Do we not realize? Did we watch the game last night, or am I the only one who knows that Kimbrel blew a save last night for the Baltimore Orioles? Did anybody else watch the game? Because I'm hearing a lot about how the Yankees can't win with this closer, how he's not a closer, and you can't win with Clay Holmes. How do you expect to compete for a championship with Clay Holmes? You can't beat the Orioles with Clay Holmes. Well, who's the Orioles closer? Craig Kimbrel? Do you think the Orioles can't win because of their closer? Do you think the Orioles can't compete in the American League because they have a lousy closer? Much worse than what the Yankees have? No one seems to draw that line. We're so hyper-focused on needing everything to be the best in baseball at every position that we don't focus on the other teams in baseball and who they're competing with. If you look at it, he could be an eighth inning guy, he could be a ninth inning guy, which is another one I love. So in the eighth inning, it's okay to put guys on. In the eighth inning, with a one-run lead, it's okay to be Clay Holmes. But he can't be the closer. It makes no sense. The closer, if you have a problem with being the closer, it's because someone can't mentally handle being in the ninth inning. There have been guys like that. There have been guys who have struggled in the ninth inning. Clay Holmes is not struggling because it's in the ninth inning. Clay Holmes came in last night and gave up a bloop single that scored a run because there was a man on second with the new rule of extra innings, and then had his catcher throw a ball into left field for the second run. And here we are wringing our hands about Clay Holmes. The guy came in, got an out, gave up a bloop, and his catcher threw the ball into left field. But we want to make it about Clay Holmes. We want to make it about the manager. We want to make it about the bullpen. What is he supposed to do? This is the same crowd that was screaming for Santana to be off the team because Marinaccio is killing it in AAA. Don't you see what Marinaccio is doing in AAA right now? And we got Santana on the team? This is ridiculous. So they bring up the guy you asked to bring up in Ron Marinaccio. They bring him up, but they can't pitch him. Can't pitch him. How could you throw him in a tie game in the fifth inning? Too high a pressure situation for the great for the lousy Ron Marinaccio. Who else do you want in this game? Who else? There are flaws with this team, but we act like they can't win because of them. They have 51 wins. They're right there with the Orioles. It was no Judge and a starting pitcher who couldn't go more than 60 pitches, and it still took extra innings. As their bullpen blew a lead, blew a 5-1 lead. But we're not concerned about the Orioles' bullpen. We're not concerned about their lousy closer. We only see it through our prism and think all the problems are something that they can't win with. Now, I'm with you that they're problems. I don't think anyone would argue. The New York Yankees have issues. Right now, the catcher is the one that I'm really focused on. Because it goes beyond just running on him, which I agree with Aaron Boone, and I agree with some of the sentiment of Trevino as well, where you have to put these speedy guys on base to have this be an issue. The idea that the Boston Red Sox and their 9 stolen bases suddenly woke everybody up in Major League Baseball to the idea that Trevino isn't throwing the ball hard is just ridiculous. It's disrespectful to the rest of Major League Baseball. Do you think the Baltimore Orioles need the Red Sox on a Sunday night in front of the world on Sunday Night Baseball to steal bases to go, hey, you know what? Our speedy guys at the top of the order, maybe we should steal bases. Like, the idea that they're unaware of what Trevino's numbers are. The idea that they do no scouting on the New York Yankees. The idea that somehow everyone was in the dark with the idea that Trevino's throwing 70 miles an hour like he's been doing all year long. But there's no doubt it's a problem. And they're going to have to, both the pitching staff and the catcher are going to have to tighten it up. They have a bunch of guys in the bullpen who don't get swing and miss and take forever to get the ball to home plate. That is a fact. And it's a problem, and it's something this team is going to have to address come the trade deadline. DJ LeMahieu at third base right now in the middle of the order, the bottom of the order, wherever you want to hit him. Right now, if he puts it on the ground, it's a guaranteed double play. He puts the ball on the ground way too much. He did come through with a couple hits in this game, but I am very concerned about what I've seen from DJ LeMahieu. And now third and or first is without question no longer something that maybe the Yankees should look at come the trade deadline. It's something they absolutely have to go and address. Absolutely 100%. They need another infielder, preferably a corner infielder. They need a couple of arms in the bullpen. We'll see if Efros coming back, if you still remember his name. And apparently, you know, he threw one inning last night in his first rehab appearance. They are going to need guys in this bullpen, no doubt. But then there are problems. There are non-problems. And then there are problems that everybody has, including the second-best team in the league and the team they're competing with and the team they've split the first two games of the series with, the Baltimore Orioles. And Clay Holmes is not a problem. I don't know how else to say it. Right now, he is going through a low part of his season. The first month and a half, he didn't give up a run. That was not going to continue. And I've already told you the idea that you don't need a closer to strike everybody out. It's just not accurate. And I gave you the greatest name of all time, Mariano Rivera. And we don't have to reintroduce that. I'm not telling you he is Mariano Rivera. That's the point. He's not Mariano Rivera. He's not. But you don't need to strike everybody out to be the closer. And last night, he gave up a bloop single and his catcher threw the ball into left field. That is not on Clay Holmes. It's just not. You want to make it about that? It's not. Now, is there a problem with a closer and a relief pitching staff, especially in extra innings where the Yankees are now 1-6? Absolutely. Because of the runner on second, because of the initial runner put on second, a closer who gives up bloops or ground balls that could move a runner over to third and get an easy run in and a catcher who can't throw anybody out, and a bullpen that whoever it is, whether it's Clay Holmes or whoever, you know, for the most part doesn't strike enough people out. There is no doubt that that has led to the 1-6 record in extra innings with the new rule. But here's the thing, we're all concerned about the playoffs. The rule won't be in the playoffs. And if there isn't a runner at second base last night, Clay Holmes doesn't give up a run. Craig Kimbrell gave up a run with nobody on to start the inning. The Baltimore Orioles blew a 5-1 lead last night. Giancarlo Stanton, in the absence of the great Aaron Judge, stepped up and knocked in 4 runs last night. And we could talk about the bottom of this order, but you saw Volpe with 3 hits last night. You've seen Soto and what he can do. And now I think Giancarlo Stanton deserves a ton of credit for what he's done all year, not only staying healthy, but being a thumper and a presence in the middle of that lineup. And I don't care what you say about him, and I don't care how many times you tell me the guy can't hit good pitching. The guy has been the best clutch hitter on the New York Yankees since 2020, and it ain't close, brother. So, yes, I'm disappointing in the loss. And, yes, the 2 losses to Boston, the loss last night against the Baltimore Orioles, point out and reinforce some real concerns and some real holes. Guess what? Every team has them, including the team they're playing. They have a worse closer. They have a rotation in shambles. And before I give all the credit to them and talk about how the Yankees can't beat them and everything they did, we can look inside, and we can take a good hard look at what the New York Yankees are. And what the New York Yankees are the team in the American League with the best record and some holes that will need to be filled at the trade deadline. And tomorrow, a big start for Luis Hill. Luis Hill has been the best pitcher in the American League, or one of, who's been a phenom this year, who's been the Yankees' best starting pitcher, and has filled in for the ace, Gerrit Cole, better than anyone could have ever hoped for. Tomorrow goes out to try and win a game against Baltimore and win a series and quell all the fears of a fan base that overreacts to every single loss and doesn't care about any single win. Because I did a show for 3 hours last night, and I don't remember a single call calling up and telling me, wow, you know, Nestor Cortez in this rotation, how great has this rotation been? And they completely shut down these Baltimore Orioles. I mean, just completely shut them down. And they were able to score runs without driving in the baseball. They manufactured runs. They hit sacrifice flies. They came through. How about the defense? How about Verdugo last night in that play? We'll get to Verdugo. We'll get to Stanton. We'll get to hitting Henderson and how that led to a run. There's a lot of different aspects of this game that I want to get to, but nobody ever talks about the positive. This team has 51 wins. They split the first 2 games of the series, and suddenly everything is wrong with the team. They are better than the Baltimore Orioles. They are better. Believe it or not, they're better in the bullpen. They're better in the rotation. And the middle of the lineup is as devastating as any. And last night, it took a 4-inning Cole and Judge not being there so the Orioles could win in extra innings. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. So a lot of different elements to that game I want to get to, including the retaliation that was so desperately needed, and thank God they did it. The Yankees might have won this game if they don't hit Henderson. We'll get to Cole and whether or not it was a good decision to start him, and then if they did start him, whether or not it was a good decision to let him only go 60 pitches. We'll get to Clay Holmes in the bullpen. We'll get to the Mets, who lost their first game AG after Grimace and snapped their winning streak with a frustrating loss, but I don't know how frustrated you could be after 8 games in a row. But the New York Mets have now have to bounce back after their first loss in the last 9 games, after this hot streak that has thrusted them right back in to this playoff picture. And after their first loss in what feels like a month, they're going to have to go into Chicago and play a very big series against the Cubs and respond. It's about responding. How will the Yankees respond tomorrow? How will the Mets respond to the Cubs?